Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're laughing because Lane Kiffin is at the podium with his purple tie on, speaking to the media and addressing the LSU faithful there. We'll get you updated on that. But bottom line for us on this Falcon Monday, guys, is the Falcons lose another ugly game. And when the game was in the balance, here's the reality of the situation, okay? Jamal Agnew's muff punt killed us. It cost you a touchdown. And then when you had a chance to take control of the game, you couldn't because you couldn't get into field goal position because David Seals or Darnell Mooney dropped balls as they were hit from Cousins right there, catchable balls. And then, you know, the defense allows the Jets instead to get in position for their own game winner. That's yesterday. Does it sound familiar? Because that's kind of been all of these losses, Mike. Five of the last six we have lost.
We'll be up at Flowery Branch again Wednesday to talk to Coach Raheem Morris, and we'll ask him. And he did kind of answer the question about special teams. He's kind of sticking to his guns, if you want to cue that up, Oren, because we talked about it. It's been a constant. We give up big kick returns. It cost us the Colts game, cost us the Jets game. And the thing that drives me crazy, I saw Ken Segura from the AJC. He spent some time over in the Jets locker room after the game at MetLife. Talked to Isaiah Williams. Talked to their returner. He asked him if you saw the right side of the Falcons kickoff cover unit as an area to exploit. Yep. What did you see? Oh, the biggest thing, you just see gaps. So the Jets saw it. They don't fix it. I mean, we did bench Kadarrell Hodge because he screwed up last week, you know, and that's one of a Pro Bowl caliber special teamer. So there was some degree of accountability, but Agnew has no common sense, you know, as far as when to catch it, when not to. But the same thing is when Raheem Morris play the soundbite, or here's Raheem on special teams. Carl, it continues to be a problem. We fired other coaches.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened. Okay, I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. I don't know. Well, you hired him. He was pretty good last year. They fired him, but Marquise Williams gets a pass.
I think the communication will be different. The line of communication will be different to the guys. I think we better get those things corrected from a communication standpoint from Marquise to be able to get to those guys, to be able to get those things done. I don't think that the communication was done the right way with the receivers and how we did things with that. So that's why we made the change there. It was definitely performance-based. This definitely was a performance that grants these questions. Certainly understand that, but I believe we can communicate these things and get them done the right way to fix those things, fix those problems. You know, we got a history there where we play some really good special teams. We got some really good players to put in position to go through some of those things, and we got to go put those guys out there to do it.
So he's talking about communication, not, you know, being able to communicate the things that apparently they wanted to through the receiving corps, and that's why Ike was let go. The only reason that's interesting to me is because special teams is also communication. And whatever's being communicated obviously is not resonating when you have Jamal Agnew, who should know better than to touch a ball inside his own 10-yard line. But instead, he's trying to be fun and cute and whatever he was doing and blew it. I mean, we are, and I said this to you guys earlier, Falcon fans, we're the worst in the NFL in kickoff returns. We're allowing, on average, 29.8 yards. That's communication. But yet, there's no change. So when things come back to haunt you over and over and over again, and there's no consequence, then what are you doing? That's my issue.
Right.
Right, Mike? Agnew, whether you think he should be cut or not, you just cost us a game. You're done. Right? The special team situation over and over and over. And if you're telling me it's communication, well, then what in the hell are we communicating that's not resonating?
Right. And he just said, okay, and I was told by somebody close to the organization, you don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. All right. He said it was performance-based. So what the blank do you call the special teams?
You don't know.
Marquise was inherited. He kept him on the staff. He was part of Arthur Smith's staff. Marquise, they're all nice guys. They're all making nice coin. I mean, it is what it is. Do your effing job. Our special teams is terrible. And Pinion, you needed a big kick.
Oh, yeah. Game.
He kicks it 40 yards.
That was terrible.
I mean, everybody sucks on special teams. So why aren't you firing someone? And if I'm Arthur Blank, are you not seeing this? Are you not? This is the level of incompetence that is embraced. It's week 14. You can't fix special teams, guys. Sorry. We'll talk to Coach Raw Wednesday. And just to double down on it, Carl, I was telling you guys earlier, last night on the Sunday night broadcast, Chris Collinsworth was talking about speaking with a coach on the Broncos staff who's working with Peyton for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the thing that makes it different about Peyton, and we all know him, he's ruthless, he's cold-blooded, we dealt with him here in the division. He says, Peyton, when something isn't working or something isn't right with the team, it's fixed immediately. That's Peyton. Whether it was Russell Wilson and his bull, everything else, they don't monkey around with stuff. We let things fester. Special teams has continued to fester. I hate to use that word in a sentence all season long.
No, it has. It has. And that's part of the issue when you look at our team. The crazy thing is, guys, and I just want to put this to bed, okay? Stop saying, let's blow it up. When you're saying, I'm going to trade my best players, it's the dumbest thing I've heard any of you guys say it, okay? Not trading Bijan. We're not trading Drake London. We're not moving James Pierce Jr. because he has 5 sacks now and he's looking promising. We're not doing any of that. We have some really good pieces. Fix what's wrong and make it right. And as Dede said to us, you know, these are 5 games where we've had, you know, one possession games where we've been on the brink of breaking through, but we've not been able to. And sometimes, you know, that's the NFL. But when it's your habit, then you've got to look a little bit deeper. You can lose any Sunday in one possession game, Mike, but this is 5 of the last 6 weeks. When you start talking about 1-point game, one possession, again, under 2 minutes to play, we get the ball twice, we can't do anything with it. We go 3 and out. Those are things where you go, what is wrong? What is happening here?
Right. And for instance, you know, we talk about getting some imagination with the play calling. So they put Franks in under center because they're probably hoping to get the Jets to expect he's going to sneak it, and he pitches it. But he doesn't pitch it to Bijan. They got Algier out there. Not the right piece for the job. So it's, you're a half right, Zach. Doesn't make any sense. Guys, can we make some contested throws? You realize, you know, DS5, David Sills, he makes the touchdown grab, and then he drops a ball that would have maybe gotten us in a position to win the game in the final series. You know, I know that I thought Pitts had a really good game. He was running with some ferocity. It looked like he was pretty intense. Misses some blocks, apparently, in the run game. Everybody here on this team, even Bijan missed a blitz pickup. Everybody, but the last thing we do was get on Bijan because he's the one guy doing his job. You see Pierce and Jalen doing their job. You talked about it, man. There's young studs on this defense. We just can never get all these guys to play for 4 quarters. And that, to me, that's the essence of coaching. It's the essence of disorganization.
Yeah. As Brian hit us up on social media, and I've been saying it all day, the Jets. We just lost to the Jets. And again, where they are as an organization is a complete rebuild mode, benching their quarterback. Guys, they're showing up on Sundays. They're competing, but let's be real. And here we were struggling to try to find a way on the road to get this done, and it just really makes you wonder what the deal is. Now, as far as Mr. Blank's concerned, what do you think about this? Not you. What does Arthur Blank think about this? This is where Mike and I agree. We're in lockstep here, okay? We're arm in arm because we're going, Mr. Blank, if you want to give a vote of confidence, now might be a good chance to do it, to kind of let us know where this is going. If you don't, Now's probably a good time. Waiting five more weeks is not going to do anything for this fan base. And this is a different circumstance. And here's why. I had a guy hit me up earlier. You're silly for saying he should be speaking right now. Let me tell you this.
What?
Hold on. 8 years. This isn't year one or two of us losing like this. Eight. We're 4-8 on the season, guys. I need to hear from our owner. I need to hear that he has the confidence that he is going to make this right and put the people in place that need to make this right. Mike, that is why it's a different circumstance. This isn't once every 4 years and, oh, we were just out of the playoffs. We haven't been. We haven't been relevant. And now we're about to have another losing season if we don't win out over the next 5 weeks. Do you think we're going to win out?
No. This season was lost in the five-game winning streak, losing streak. The season was lost when you lost those five games. You know, we talked about it. The only games where you got your butts kicked, the Dolphins game, winner, maybe Cousins was or wasn't ready because of a short week, thinking Penix could play, and that beat down in Carolina. The only two-possession loss was San Francisco, which the coaching staff screwed up seven ways to Sunday. That was a winnable game. To me, you go back to the first game of the season, didn't have a field goal kicker. That's on the GM. Never got that thing straightened out. It's a comedy of errors. But you lost these games, Carl, because you need to have – everyone's got to be – on point. This team is never on point. You saw the Bears, a disaster last year. They got a great coach. They're organized. They're doing things. They got it cooking. You see what Peyton's doing with the Broncos. They got that cooking.
Well, they've won these one possession games, too.
Right.
That's the difference.
Canales just beat the freaking Rams. Okay? All of a sudden, Bryce Young just doesn't look good against us. You know, everybody, there's these teams that are on, they're getting their stuff together. We're going the other way. And I saw this in the article. Arthur Blank's there to dap up the coach. Just, Arthur, don't dap up the coach. Just get in your limo.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Get to the jet and get back to Atlanta.
It's limo.
Just get the hell out of MetLife. Why are you hugging the car? Don't. And again, I know that's this is semantics. Just, I want to hear from you. What are you doing? We're evaluating. Give me something. Because Carl just touched on it. When you don't go to the playoffs 8 years in a row, you're a loser franchise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.